by Carly Rae Jepsen fading into the background. And I'm getting myself prepared because, well, in the studio with me, my very special guest for the first part of the afternoon show is a man known to his friends as Zolly, but for you, you can call him Mr. Skuman or Haynes Skuman if you really want to get the full nine yards. And why this is important is that Haynes just recently launched a business in Ballito called the Home Mart Toy Box, which is in the Bal Vista Center environment, right next to Jimbo's Burgers. Now, you know where Jimbo's is. We interviewed Jimbo not too long ago, and a lot of you went and experimented with his burgers, and the reports that I got back were that, yeah, you were not kidding us, they are sensational. Well, that's nice to know. Now, his neighbor, right next door to Jimbo's, is Home Mart Toy Box, and Hayne is in the studio to tell us all about it. Welcome to the afternoon show, mate.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Home Mart. What is it?
So Home Mart is a wholesale import and distribution company, but because we wholesale toys to retailers, me and my wife came for a holiday, and we went to the Ballito Farmers Market, and what an experience it was just to be a guest there and do shopping there. And me and my wife just said, look, there's an opportunity to actually sell toys at the market. And we set up a gazebo, and we started selling toys and her range of baby clothes known as Banimal. It's short for kind creatures, baby animals, that she illustrates. And
So these are clothes for pets?
No, it's clothes
for kids, but with animals on them.
Yes, so it's her own illustration. So she goes under the handle Sam Fox. Sam Fox Illustrations. She's a wonderful illustrator.
So these are kind of bespoke items for your little ones, but you can get them at Home Mart in Ballito as a special kind of, when you're down in Ballito and you want to take something special with you home, maybe as gifts and mementos. Hey, there you go. Full outfit from Ballito.
Yeah, so I was sitting one night, me and Jimbo was having a brandy, and he said to me, the store next to him is going open. There was a very nice secondhand clothes store. And I said, he connected me with Vanessa, the landlord. We signed the lease agreement the next day, and we opened in 52 hours after.
Wow.
We opened the toy box, and the box comes from it's like a hole in the wall shop. It's literally like a space for ATM.
So it's a bit of a secret. It's a bit of a pop up, and suddenly you find yourself. Now it's toys, and I believe remarkably good prices for buckets and spades, and you know, kind of things that you might just spur of the moment want to buy if you're down on holiday, or you're taking the kids to the beach for the day, that sort of thing. What other toys?
So we mainly focus on our educational toys. It's called Tuki range. It's very nice art and crafty educational toys. That's from 3 years, basically 1 year up to 3 years, and say to
so,
4 or 5 years.
So giving your little one the best start.
It's educational. My boy Rousseau, his second name is also Zolly. He's now 3 and a half, and we've educated him with the Tuki toys, and that's why we got into the business of selling it. Because it's such wonderful toys. It's really
motor skills,
puzzles, hand eye coordination, wow. Coloring. It's amazing. You should just come down to the store and have a look.
Because not only are they really, really good in terms of their function, but also the prices are really good. Because you kind of either source them direct or kind of manufacture some of the items in your store. Let's talk about the pots. I believe you've got an amazing range of pots from Vendorland.
Yeah, so in the Limpopo region in northern Transvaal, you get a place called Venda, and they are the traditional tribe makes them with clay going down to the river, and they build it out with clay, and it's called pots. My father actually started that factory in 1988. And he sold that to all the nurseries, but we see a different look to it now. We look at, you know, it's, we see it as bowls that you can use for your...
Are they beautifully decorated?
It's one of a kind. It's so beautiful.
Because the Venda art was made world famous by Esther Mahlangu, who decorated a BMW 5 Series years and years ago, painted it like a Venda hut. You know all those geometric shapes and colors? Well, everyone worldwide now has gone mad for vendor art since then. So you're bang on the money, but now you're making it. You're making these pots available.
Yeah, so we're making the pots available. We got involved with the factory, me and my wife, about 4.5 years ago.
What are they made out of? Clay?
Yeah, just clay. And then, but it's all handmade. They actually tried, they got some money from the government, Cyril Ramaphosa, just to set up, to correct me if I'm wrong though, set up a small workshop for them. And they started looking at machinery to manufacture pots, but it didn't work for them. They
the traditional way.
They just want to keep doing what they're doing.
But they're fired, and so you can you can hold a pasta or a salad or anything like that. Very it's not like a beer pot.
So there's this whiskey. Well, I call it a whiskey glass, or if you have a drink with a mate or a dinner party, it's actually like a flower pot.
Yeah.
But if you pour your whiskey in it, or your drink, or your cool drink, with lots of ice, it's so nice. It's and it feels different. You actually enjoy the drink in a different way.
So it's not just pots. There's little cups and glasses and things.
Yeah.
So it's a whole ceramic range of unusual, interesting, authentic South African ware that you can get at Home Mart down in the Balvista Center in Ballito right now. Very unusual stuff. So there's a range of bespoke kids' clothes. There's educational toys. There are toys just to sort of play with. And then this incredible range of vendor pots and cups and glasses and bits and pieces that, well, let's just say you need to go and check them out, I think. Because if it's anything as good as is being described right now, I mean, I'm in for a treat. I'm going to pop down and have a look. Why don't you do the same? Just one more time, where about are you?
So we are situated, if you get to this the complex, it's Balvista.
Balvista Centre, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
We're Mozambique Restaurant.
It's next to the entrance of Colton here and next to Jimbo's. And for the housewives, we've got a range of kitchenware, tongs, air fryer mats, air fryer sprayers, baskets...
So it's
kitchen
a huge
gadgets.
Collection of bits and pieces.
Very small space.
In a very, it's a bit like a treasure trove, an Aladdin's treasure trove of good things. It's called Home Mart.
It's branded Toy Box.
Toy Box.
Yeah, you'll see that we've got a nice light box outside, and a nice effect to it is we also play traditional African tribal music. Because the more you, it's very unique music. It took me literally days of nights of partying just to find that kind of music on YouTube. But if we listen to it, they get hits on it and they get paid. Okay. So it's so nice that people, it's very nice.
Well, it's definitely something to check out this weekend, folks. The Toy Box, Home Art Toy Box, down in the Ballito Village in the Balvista Center, right next to Jimbo's. Haynes Kuman is my guest. He's there with his wife. You can call him Zoli when you meet him. He'll smile because that's what the way he rolls. Very nice to meet you. Very
Thank
nice
you so
to
much.
Be chatting to you on the afternoon show. Best of luck with the store. And we look forward to promoting it for you. And we'll see you there this weekend. How about that?
Yeah, and there's a competition coming up. I don't know if you're sure about that. Where we're giving away a one-night stay for two people at Beachwood Boutique Hotel.
Wow.
Breakfast included. All that you need to do is go down to Toy Box, spend more than 500 Rand. You go into the lucky draw in February. The winner gets announced end of February. Beachwood Hotel is a wonderful place.
It
it's
is.
Just down the road.
Yeah.
I like staying there. Pierre is the owner, and he's also building up now self-catering units that will be available probably in the next end of the year. However,
so you guys are taking over. Hey? You're taking over Ballito. No, it's fine. It's fine. I can sense the excitement already. Yeah. That's win yourself a one night stay for two.
Yeah, it will be available on your
station, social media
and on ours. And then there will also be just a like, share, follow, and a comment, a tag someone, and then the winner will be announced. Also, that's the second competition in February. We'll get 1,000 Rand Jimbo's. Meal voucher for a family of six.
Gee.
Yeah.
So good things coming your way. My very special guest, Haynes Kuman, a.k.a. Zoli, from the Toy Box down in the Balvista Center. Go and check it out, folks. You're on the afternoon show.